Radio Extravaganza. And Ken will be back tomorrow. Radio Extravaganza.
Of a Radio Extravaganza may sound like something to you. I don't know if it is something. If it doesn't sound, this is Ken's last ever Radio Extravaganza, airing here Tuesday nights, archived online for some time.
We have it?
Archived on the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. You can send email to ken@counterfolk.com or search online for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Audio archives and streaming and podcasts and other buzzwords and gimmicks allowing you to listen afterwards and during. Right now you're listening. Here you are. I'm listening too. I'm with you. Everything's happening right now. Everything's being made while this moment is happening. It is live. It is a live improvised collage. I don't know if it is anything. Here it is. Here you are. Here we are. Thank you for listening. A couple more weeks.
arrested at about a monthly rate. That's about as much as my lawyer allows me to be arrested.
Get stopped, which is often a goal, you know. Maybe it's, sometimes it's better to have someone stop you from what you're doing, to have people pay attention. You can do things to achieve that. look at it from the perspective of what is the motivation for the state or the government or the society to suppress what is being done. Sometimes it's better to have someone stop you from what you're doing, to have people pay attention. You can do things to achieve that.
Government should go in telling people who use the airwaves, the broadcast stations, what can be said.
As a free speech advocate, I often told parents who were complaining about content, you're the first line of responsibility. They put an off button on the TV for a reason. Turn it off. I do think, though, that there can be the government can, at times, not censor, but call to account programming that gets over the line.
A working class hero is something to be.
As the office manager, I'm responsible for all the supplies, touches, pens, pencils, stationery.
Can we have it?
Thank you.
Definition over the line, and my answer would be, if I were interviewing an FCC chairman, please tell me where the line is, and make sure you protect the capacity of people to speak freely in our society, but be willing to, if things get too far, call them to account.
Working class hero is something to be.
Look at it from the perspective of what is the motivation for the state or the government or the society to suppress what is being done.
I think Michael did a good job of balancing that.
There is a bill that, if it were passed on Capitol Hill, would up the fees, up to the fine from $27,000 for using bad language, for instance, to $500,000 as a maximum.
Well, they're going to collect a lot of money when some of these TV shows are still on.
But is that, I mean, at what point, though, do you have somebody that says that word can't be used, but that word
no,
can't?
I understand. You know, it's the old, the classic definition of Supreme Court, about a Supreme Court of pornography, you know, when you see it. Society because we're a free society. On the other hand, it is very important for there to be limits. Limits to what parents have to explain to their children.
Still listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza happens just right now. made sounding other things, manifesting in a way, just in the moment, happening live, mixed, combined, living, alive. Thank you. 4:30. 34. Please send feedback. Email ken@counterfolk.com. counterfolk.com. ken@counterfolk.com. Relevant contributions onto the airwaves may make their way onto the airwaves. The phone number here is 512-472-5667. This show will be archived after it is over at the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
You know, it's the old, the classic definition of Supreme Court, by the Supreme Court of pornography. You know it when you see it. I think it was Judge Potter Stewart who said that.
Class hero is something to be.
From colorful, magical escapes.
You did the next year, and one year you will be arrested, and the next year you won't. So do you not have the same right each year? Your right doesn't change. What changes is the intent and then the what the society, what the state wants to do, whether the state wants to suppress it or not.
Great society because we're a free society. On the other hand, it is very important for there to be limits. Limits to what parents have to explain to their children. Nevertheless, I do want to repeat what I said earlier. The parents' first responsibility is to pay attention to what their children listen to.
Thank you.
Judge Potter Stewart who said that. Look, we are a great society because we're a free society. On the other hand, it is very important for there to be limits. Limits to what parents have to explain to their children.
Something inside of you.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I do want to repeat what I said earlier. The parents' first responsibility is to pay attention to what their children listen to.
Whether the state wants to suppress it or not. That's the issue, not whether you have a right. Of course you have a right. You have any right, you assert. You have as much rights as you want to assert, and the only limits to your right is what the state says, no, you don't have that right. We won't let you have it today.
TV do you watch?
Not much.
What do you watch when you
watch? Sports. I really don't watch much TV. Of course, C-SPAN, what am I thinking? No.
That's your mother.
Oh, yes. I get to work early. Early is 6:50 to 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'm pretty much busy until I wander back over here to the residence. Generally about 5:30 or so. This evening I'm going to exercise for an hour, and then that gets me into the dinner, and after dinner I'll read and go to bed. It's not a very glamorous social life, I might add, but nevertheless, I'm not a glamorous social person.
Yeah, the longer you're in this White House, with all those that have gone before you, do you see ghosts of past presidents?
You know what, I quit drinking, and I don't know where we're going. For example, the Hamilton book I thought was a very interesting history of how hard it was to get democracy started. This job, there's some simple pleasures of life that really help you cope. One is Barney the dog, and the other is books. I mean, books are a great escape. Books are a way to get your mind on something else.
You told a group here in the White House thing in May of 2004 that every day you read Oswald Chambers. You say, I read him every morning. He helps me understand how far I am on my walk.
Yeah. That was last year I read Oswald. I read him every other year. And Oswald Chambers was one of the great Christian thinkers. His writings are very provocative, I think. And the easier it is to understand what he writes, the more understanding of religion a person becomes. And that's what I meant by that. It's an interesting gauge. Last year I read Oswald Chambers every day, and this year I'm reading the Bible every day.
How are you? Good.
Good morning.
Nice to see you all.
The name of the book I'm going to read is The Night Before Christmas. Twas the night before Christmas. Was stirring when all through the house not a creature.
NYU will charge me with criminal trespass in the evening, and then I have to stay in jail overnight, and then in the morning there's no charges.
That allows you to desire something. It isn't the desire I'm talking about. I'm talking about that which gives birth to it.
Pencils and dribbles. As office manager, I'm responsible for office supplies, touches, pens, pencils, stationery.
Can I ask you about indecency? You've got an opportunity to appoint a new chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Michael Powell is leaving, and you might have other appointments. You have five commissioners. And one of the big issues moving around Capitol Hill is indecency. And I want to ask you, how far do you think government should go in telling people who use the airwaves, the broadcast stations, what can be said?
Mm. I often told parents who were complaining about content, you're the first line of responsibility. They put an off button on the TV for a reason. Turn it off. I do think, though, that there can be the government can, at times, not censor, but call to account programming that gets over the line.
I mean, I look at it from the perspective of what is the motivation for the state or the government or the society to suppress what is being done.
The problem, of course, is the definition over the line.
That which allows it to be.
Was stirring. Not even a two dogs and a cat.
That's good.
And Mama in her kerchief and I and my cat had went out on the lawn. There arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. And my answer would be, if I were interviewing an FCC chairman, please tell me where the line is, and make sure you protect the capacity of people to speak freely in our society, but be willing to, if things get too far, you know, call them to account.
I mean, if your goal is to get arrested, you behave, or to get stopped, which is often a goal, you know, maybe it's, sometimes it's better to have someone stop you from what you're doing, to have people pay attention. You can do things to achieve that.
The analogy here is when you begin to take care of your body in a certain way, and to treat it well, to give it plenty of water, to avoid toxins, to give it the rest that it needs, to nourish it with the proper vitamins and minerals, to give it the proper amount of exercise, to do the things that show that you are respectful of this garage that is housing your soul, it becomes automatic. It isn't any longer something that you have to struggle with, that you have to work on, and that you have to think about all the time. You go to automatic.
And this is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Happening right now, you're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, created live in this moment, 11 years in the making, happening only right now, ending as soon as it's not happening anymore. You can listen to archives. You can listen to the show right now. You can pretend you're live when you're no longer live. When you're longer, and when you're feeling long, and when you're feeling juiced up, when you feel like juice. What do? When you feel like juice?
I make one.
What might you put in a juice?
I would put live. Life.
Life is good.
Life.
Put life in now. Now is the moment that life should go in.
I would put a telephone in the juice.
Put the telephone into the juice. Put the juice, where will you put the juice?
I'll put the juice in my ear.
Is there something in the juice? Is there somebody in the juice?
The juice is in the telephone.
How can you tell? Do you know? Is the juice ever not finished? Is the juice not ready? Is the juice always ready?
Evaporated.
Does it evaporate before your eyes? Where does it evaporate? How does it evaporate?
Into thin air.
How thin is the air?
As thin as a bicycle spoke.
When did you speak of the bicycle spoke?
It was spoken last week.
Did you speak of the juice?
Last week.
Were you allowed? Were you permitted? Do you have rights?
Pre-recorded.
Ah, that kind of juice. The kind you get in a store.
Copy fought.
And I think Michael did a good job of balancing that.
And when Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza is happening and you're calling in, you're contributing in the ways that you are, this is the only moment, this is the time. Ignore the fact that it is recorded and packaged afterwards, preserved with tools of the modern world. It is good not to use computers. It is good to avoid the internet. If you can't help it, if you're doing so anyway, those bits are flowing, if you're ignoring the impacts of the electrical flow in and out, if you're paying tribute to the military apparatus that presented us with that thing that is now called the internet, then you might choose to listen to archived recordings of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, shows that happen live, like this show soon enough, a day or two, it will be there. You can listen, you can download, you can keep, you can preserve for as long as things can be preserved this day, not very long. And here the webpage, the address is counterfolk.com/last ever. You can search online for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, and then you will find that webpage, which has the shows you can listen to. You can also send feedback and comments and reactions and other things and sounds and juices, and they can get sent there to the Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza webpage. You can also send email to ken@counterfolk.com. You can call up here like some other people have been doing, and then you are in it here on. They can all hear you here. The number right now is 512-472-5667. If you're not sure if this is now and here, then call anyway if you want. Only do what you want. Only do what you do. Thank you.
It's a lot like writing also, and creating and painting and music. You know, when Picasso was interviewed about his painting and they asked him, how do you paint? He said, when I go into the studio, I leave my body and my mind.
I mean, if your goal is to get arrested, you behave, or to get stopped. Which is all, I look at it from the perspective of what is the motivation for the state or the government or the society to suppress what is being done.
NYU will charge me with criminal trespass in the evening, and then I have to stay in jail overnight, and in the morning there's nothing, there's no charges.
Because you can do the same thing 1 year as you did the next year, and 1 year you will be arrested, and the next year you won't. So do you not have the same right each year? Your right doesn't change. What changes is the intent and then the what the society, what the state wants to do, whether the state wants to suppress it or not. As you want to assert, and the only limits to your right is what the state says, no, you don't have that right, we won't let you have it today.
At the door. The way the Muslims leave their shoes before they enter the mosque. And I just allow my spirit into that world. The spirit, this soul, this force that I have talked so much about in this whole entire program is really a power of love.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing, and away through the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up on the breast of the new fallen snow. That's what happens when you're the president. Here he is, looking out the window, right? Great big trees, with snow all over them. Is it real snow on the trees, do you think?
That's it. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza is over. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can still hear it for a couple more Tuesdays. Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Otherwise, keep up with it via the internet. Email Ken at counterfolk.com. Search for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza online. Visit the Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza webpage if you'd like at counterfolk.com/last ever and listen to the archives. The archives. The audio things, MP3s and sounds you can listen to. You can keep them, put them on CDs, do whatever you want. Please send feedback. You can send it here also right now on the phone, not on the air anymore, to 512-472-5787. 5667.